What is the biblically accurate way to deal with the sin nature?
Well, you know, you quoted from Romans 7 and Romans 8. If you go backwards to Romans 6, which is part of that whole teaching of Paul, it's where he talks about you've been buried, therefore, with Christ in baptism and raised to get a new life. And I think it's a journey of faith. It is, and this is the whole theme of empowered and this whole idea of this is really about walking with Jesus. And so, like you mentioned before, repentance is part of it. Part of it is knowing that we've been buried and our old self has been, you know, crucified, and that picture of going under the water, coming out again, that picture of being buried with Christ and raised again, new life. And so we day by day acknowledge that we're dying to sin and dying to self, and day by day acknowledge that we've been raised with Christ, and that he who ascended and sits at the right hand of the Father is the one who walks with us now and fills us now by his Spirit. He said when he left this world, it's better for you that I go away, because I'll come to be with you and I'll be in you. And so it's this day-by-day journey. And I think the best thing we can do in terms of battling our human nature, our sin nature, and like you said, you still struggle with it. I'll give you confession. So do I. And I'll bet every listener on the radio says, you know, I can relate with Paul when he says the very thing I hate, I find myself doing that, and the very good thing I want to do, it's tough to do. And he even, you know, he laments and says, "You wretched man that I am." He's struggling, but he's being honest. And I think in that honesty comes that place of repentance, and that honesty comes that movement towards saying, "God, I can't make it day by day without walking in your presence, without being filled with your Spirit, without walking in your power." And so, even in the writing of this book, and I was, you know, this wasn't a titled book when I kind of set the contact with our publisher, with Baker Publishing, but they said, what's your next book that's on your heart? And for years, I've been pondering this idea of, man, we so often try to be what we're not meant to be. We try to be powerful and do it ourselves, or we feel like, hey, there's nothing I can do. We give up and then we quit. And I'm sure some of your listeners know what it feels like to say, I'm about on the edge of saying, I just can't make it anymore. I say, wait a minute, there's hope in Jesus, because he fills us with his power. He walks in a relationship with us. And when we fall and when we stumble and when we do the very thing we hate to do, his grace is sufficient. If we've come to him by faith, his grace is enough. But he still calls us to walk in his power and walk in his strength, to repent and to become more the man or the woman of God he wants us to be. And the whole writing of this book, my heart's passion was I wanted to help people find those sources of strength and power that will really fill them day by day to live for Jesus.